Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book, with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. We have the good fortune today to be talking to Joseph Fung of Yuvaro.com. Joseph, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Seth. This is going to be a fun chat.
It is. So you are up to some really cool stuff. So tell everybody at home what Yuvaro does.
Absolutely. We're a career success platform. We help people in industries where they're struggling, hospitality, retail, you know, the pandemic's hit everybody. And we help train them on how to successfully sell technology. And then we pair them. We introduce them to amazing tech companies doing great things. So we get to change lives every single day.
That is awesome. I love the ripple effect. So let's do a little bit of a, deeper dive. When you say help people who are in a challenging situation, and then what are you teaching them? Let's start there.
Sure. So to kind of get some background, folks might not have seen my LinkedIn, five-time software entrepreneur. I've sold everything from, you know, $50 software licenses to multi-million dollar deals. The reality is growing a sales team is a miserable, painful process because no one trains sales professionals. And so that's what we do. We do a 12-week training program on things like, how do you use your CRM? How do you do discovery questions? How do you demo a tech product? And how do you use the lingo? And then we pair them. We pair these folks with amazing tech companies who are growing their sales teams. And so of course, sales teams and sales leaders love us. But at the end of the day, they land high paying jobs, crushing quota, and loving what they're doing.
Okay, so that sounds awesome. All right, so are you working with people who are not actively in a technology sales role now, and are you taking people who are already in a tech sales role and making them better?
A bit of both, but that second group is the smaller majority. So you might have an SDR or an AE that's moving into a new segment, or they're shifting geographies. Yeah, we do get a number of people like that. But by and large, most of the folks we help are folks who have got several years of work experience. Maybe they've been selling. We've had folks who are selling Harley Davidsons, roofing, insurance, or they're just in a customer facing role, front desk at a hotel, flight attendants, bartenders, and we're teaching them the lingo and the pace and then sending them off to a new great career path.
Okay, so you are helping them make that transition. Mm-hmm. They may not necessarily know they're looking for a career in tech sales, but they are people.
That's
it. And it's all about the relationships, and they're looking for something better, more different than what they've got. How do they find you guys?
Most of the folks find us either through search or through social. For search, they're starting off with a job search. They're saying, hey, I'm looking for a work from home job in Atlanta, or I want a tech job in Salt Lake City. And that's how they're finding about our course. Or they're scrolling and they're seeing one of our success stories. Like, hey, this bartender is now selling software, earning three times what she was, and is buying a house. You deserve the same thing. And that's how they often find us. I think the reason we help out so many is that, yes, we do have an upfront tuition option that a lot of people leverage, but a huge portion of people also take advantage of our income linked payment, which means you don't actually have to pay tuition until you land a job that's paying you better. And that is an amazing opportunity. So we like being able to break down barriers, and that's a really rewarding thing.
As a marketer, I'm salivating over that guarantee offer right now. That is absolutely brilliant positioning. So if I understood that right, it was, hey, you can pay up front for our training and our mm-hmm. program, and then you're done and you get to use it. Or I don't know if there's a monthly continuity or anything like that, but they make the commitment and they're good. But if you're struggling and skeptical, mm-hmm. if you want us to put our money where our mouth is, either that payment is reduced or eliminated, but you commit that when you implement it and you get a new job, because of what you learn, you're going to pay us, is it the same amount or do I pay more? Do I pay a commission based on how much more money I'm making? How does that work? Because that's fascinating.
You got it right. As a marketer, we link to your income. So yes, we benefit from the upside. So on average, our members come to us, graduate, land a role, earning 2.2 times what they were before. So we benefit from the upside, but they also don't have to carry that risk. And we did this because everyone said, hey, wouldn't it be great if my college did this? Like, wouldn't it be great if they actually had a vested interest in my success?
And there, it's yeah. funny that you mentioned that. I'm a serial entrepreneur myself. Yep. You mentioned four companies. I own a college financial aid planning company. That's my original core business before marketing and podcasting. And our business there is we cut the cost of college tuition almost $20,000 a year.
Oh, wow.
And there is now a new development called college degree insurance, if you don't get a job in the industry in which you got a degree for, making X amount of money that the school projects, if you get a degree in this, you'll make X. If you make lower than that, they cover the difference.
Yeah. And it's really tough because the challenge with colleges is that the cycle of change, it's on a multi-year cycle and businesses move so quickly. So like sales is the toughest space. Less than 2% of colleges have any kind of sales training because of that. And so it's definitely a needed segment. And we figure, hey, put our money where our mouth is.
That is fantastic. I absolutely love that. I'm sorry to spend so much time on this part. We'll get to the rest, I swear. So does that mean it's a one-time payment based on their new income? Or is this you get a cut of them for life?
If you want to stay a member for life, we're happy to help them out. We have a two-year commitment, but what our members find is that leveraging that network, the coaching network, the reskilling, a lot of folks come back in to level up. On average, they're increasing their income 20% a year after that first job.
Wow.
So, the ROI is super easy there. But moreover, the average turnover in sales, people change jobs every couple of years. And having a trusted network you can go to that's not your boss, not the person who's competing with deals for you. One of our customers said this best. He said, wow, it's like having that MBA network without having to go and pay for an MBA.
Yes.
And so, yeah, we keep our members beyond, but there's only a two-year commitment to cover the tuition. A lot of the folks stay on beyond that.
I was going to say, there's a whole ascension retention campaign we could have a field day on in terms of, you guys are almost kind of like a human capital hedge fund, where if you get a percentage of their upside, all you got to do is build that big enough and you're making a percentage of labor off of many, many, many people. I love the business model. Why do you think your course works so well?
Oh my goodness. There's so much that goes into that question. The part that's really fascinating is we started this, a tech entrepreneur, we started it from a software perspective. We have a platform that powers the sales playbooks for 30,000 software sales professionals. So we actually have this incredible data pool of what sales reps use to successfully close deals, the objection handling, the process, all of that designs our curriculum. So there's some unique elements to the curriculum. The second thing is the cohort approach. Now, this isn't one of those, hey, go watch some videos and you get a certificate, or go and sit in a class and just listen to the sage on the stage. You've got this tight cohort where you're practicing, you're doing cold calling, you're doing mock calls, interviews. And so it's this crucible effect. And we're seeing it right now. This is the group our members are going to when they've got a death in their family. They're worried about their job. They're going through a health crisis. We're creating these very profound relationships. And that's actually what leads to success, because they're the ones who help you thrive in your career, find the next role, and bounce ideas around with.
They're almost creating their little mini fraternity.
It is. We're giving every sales professional a brain trust.
That it's their own little mastermind group. I love that. And they get new friends because they're bonding, going through this together, which is also a sticky factor for you. So that is fantastic. What type, am I allowed to ask what type of percentage win rates you've got? How many people who take the course do you find a new role for?
Totally. Always happy to share. So the average time, so the median time that someone lands a new role is 17 days after completing our training.
Wow, that's incredible. That's super, super tight. That's incredibly fast.
Yeah. The part that's really cool, that's great. That's like that, what do we have explicit control over? We can always tune that, but it's what do they do in the field? And this is the part where any CEOs that are listening in, their ears will perk up. we compare our grads when they land a role to the people hired at the same company in the same window of time, you know, like apples to apples at the company. On average, they're ramping in a third the time, and they're 50% more likely to exceed quota.
That's
so they're ramping
incredible.
Faster and higher. That's good for their bottom line. They earn more commissions. Yes. Like, wow, first year sales for the company, big difference.
So then theoretically, every tech company, every software SaaS company should be using you, should be sending their people through your program just because they'll produce better.
We have a lot. We get a lot of inbound interest. It's a lot of fun. We do not have a challenge finding employment for our members because of that.
Yeah, I would imagine that you've got both demand on both sides. You've got the companies wanting people trained in your way, and then you've got the consumer-facing demand of the people wanting to learn your way to get a better job.
Yeah. The part that I think that's really valuable, we hear this often from CEOs and founders. So like, is there a specific sales methodology that you're talking about? Is it like a Yuvaro process? And the reality is no.
You should change that and tell them it is.
The reality is most companies have some methodology. You know, maybe they're
right.
A Sandler.
Chandler, yeah, we teach exactly. Something else or spin selling, right.
Totally. And most sales professionals fail not because of the methodology, but because they're not sticking to it. So a large part of what we're training people to do is to actually identify the methodology, understand the method behind the madness, and then really push it. And so that's the big thing that we see. It's, hey, they fit in really quickly, they adopt and they ramp really quickly.
That's fantastic. Is there any type of like assessment or diagnostic to determine, because one person Sandler might be perfect for, and the other person Jordan Belfort's Way of the Wolf might make more sense for, versus Ari Gelper's Trust, you know, Unlock the Game. Is there any way to determine, hey, you're going to learn, we're going to teach you A and we're going to teach you B?
Really good question. So what we found is that it's less about the methodology. We've done a ton of experimentation, a bunch of digging. We do a lot of psychometrics on our intake. So there's a lot of data in there. What we found quickly was that the matching and that kind of benefit was much, much, much less about the methodology and more about the customer they're selling to.
Mm.
So the key insight is actually, instead of trying to pair people based on the job description, let's actually pair based on who the company sells to. So yeah, someone who's a bartender for 8 years, now selling scheduling software to bar managers. Wow, they get it. It's really easy for them to double their quota. So that kind of matching and that kind of look into the buyer behind the company and then pair that with the experience is more where that magic is.
But yeah, I mean, that makes tons of sense. If you had a software company selling bar scheduling software, looking for salespeople, and you could say your best salespeople are going to be the people who used to be part of the software, yeah, on the end user side, they would already know all the challenges that they dealt with. They'd be your natural fit. I mean, that's brilliant.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is that's a really obvious and easy example.
Yeah.
The details are actually more in those pains and the style of pains. So another one, this one's more surprising, but when you dig a layer deep, it makes more sense. We had one of our members cut his teeth as a truck driver working in trucking and logistics and back office operations. Like, okay, maybe he's going to do logistics software. Or actually matched and fit in really well was a company that sells market intelligence data to consultants who do water projects.
That doesn't seem like the most obvious
thing. I know. It's like AI, market intelligence, what? But the logistics behind planning out a project like that means the pain points they're experiencing are actually the same pain points as logistics professionals.
And okay, so we got to have a whole separate conversation about you helping us grow our sales team for a couple different companies. That is absolutely fantastic. I love what you're doing. What has been your biggest challenge in terms of growing the company? I mean, you've got a process down, I'm sure, because this is your fourth or fifth one.
The interesting thing is that this has been, it's a very different company. All of my other companies have all been B2B software. And don't get me wrong, I love that. I mean, I love building tech, solving business problems. But I have never felt so fulfilled. We have these profound personal journeys. Like, we had a customer, 50 years old, working at McDonald's, trying to save money for his kid's college education. And through our program, he landed a role and could move out of his one bedroom in a two bedroom apartment that he was splitting with someone and find a place and say, amazing changes. That's really rewarding, but it comes with a couple of side effects. The first one is that there's a lot of ups and downs for the team. Our team becomes very emotionally invested in all of our customers, and that's a lot to absorb. And then the second thing is we need to manage scale much more carefully, because if we screw it up, the knock-on consequences could be much larger. And so our team has a much more profound understanding of what does scale mean to us and how do we do it right. So our biggest challenge has actually been keeping the throttle back. We get about 8,000 inbound requests a month and we admit about 60 people. So being really careful about how quickly we scale the company is probably our biggest challenge.
That is fascinating because the ripple effect is beautiful, but I never thought about the fact that it could go both ways. Mm-hmm. You talked about 8,000 inbound requests a month. How many people have you helped and how many companies have you sourced candidates for?
Wow, a bunch that's in there. So we're getting thousands of inbound inquiries a month. Not all of them are complete applications. So like I said, we're taking in about 60 a month. We launched this in January last year. So we're just under 400 people that have gone through our program. So really early days. I mean, amazing to have changed so many lives, but still early. In companies, we have over 900 companies in our network. So it's you talked a little bit about that demand and supply balance. It's been a really good spot in helping people land good roles.
That is absolutely fascinating. Yeah. For our folks who are watching or listening and want to learn more, where is the best place for us to send them?
Uvaro.com is the best place. Uvaro.com.
All right. What else do you want to share that I didn't think to ask you yet? I mean, I could honestly talk to you for hours, but we don't have that kind of time. So what's next for Uvaro? Where do you see this going? What's your BHAG?
The part that we're trying to do is we're trying to help the world's professionals have more fulfilling careers from their first to their last. There are so many people who aspire to be that professional. They haven't felt it in their career yet. So the one last thing I'd share is if anybody is a woman who's trying to get into tech or a woman of color trying to get into tech, we also just launched a $50,000 scholarship to make our program even more accessible. And over the next few years, we'll probably launch more. So there's an even easier way for folks to make that transition if they're facing additional barriers.
That is absolutely fascinating. $50,000 scholarship begs the question of how much is the program, but obviously we're not going to talk about that on air. We greatly appreciate your time. We know it's incredibly valuable. This has been Seth Green with Joseph Fung of Uvaro.com. Joe, thanks so much.
Thanks, Seth. This is great.
Thanks everybody for watching or listening. We'll see you or talk to you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level, but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat sheet. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.